Welcome to today's Inspiring Women with your host, Deanne DeMarco. On today's program, you'll meet the next business and entrepreneurial rising star. You'll learn from their successes, challenges, and life lessons to find out what has made them recognized in their fields. Now, here is your host, Deanne DeMarco.
Welcome to today's Inspiring Women. I'm your host, Deanne DeMarco. And if you are ready for the next steps to become empowered and motivated and better equipped for success, then stay tuned. My guest today is Elaine Dumler, and Elaine has done something very special. She has taken a true passion and has been able to, which is also a civic duty, and has been able to make a living out of this. And we're going to be talking about to her both about the business side as well as how she's been able to succeed in this purpose as well. Let me tell you a little bit about Elaine. Elaine Dumler's passionate purpose is helping military families at home and abroad. Since 2003, she has been traveling to military installations throughout the country with one goal in mind: to make sure that every American deployed or on temporary assignment in the service of their country has the means available to stay in the closest possible contact with their loved ones that have been left behind. Elaine's work as an active civilian has been featured in Ladies Home Journal, the New York Times, and in over 100 other publications, including 6 in foreign languages. She has been on TV, including MSNBC, Fox News, and Montel. And she's talked about the importance of keeping family ties strong. She is honored to be the recipient of ABC TV's 7 Everyday Hero Award for establishing the Free Flat Daddy Project, which has positively impacted over 10,000 military families. For those of you who know military traditions, she has been presented with 26 challenge coins, including President George Bush's Commander-in-Chief coin. But she says the coolest thing that she has done is to ride for over an hour in an F-16 Viper jet. She has 3 books, I'm Already Home, I'm Already Home Again, and The Road Home, Soothing and Transition Back from Deployment. To add to her talent, she makes an awesome chocolate cherry martini. Elaine, welcome to today's Inspiring Women.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
I got to tell you, I've never heard of a chocolate cherry martini before.
It's kind of a shame to begin to be known for the type of a drink that you make.
Oh, that's fun. Well, you know, I am not of a military tradition. Maybe some of our listeners are not either. I've heard of challenge coins, but I really don't know what they are and how did you get them?
Well, it's interesting. I had not known what they were either until I began working in the military, in family, and in the environment. They're actually specially designed coins about 2 inches in diameter, so they're kind of hefty, you know, made out of metal. And each coin symbolizes a military unit's identity, so that all of the unit would have these coins, and they're carried by each unit member as a way to boost morale and to honor their service and connect them with their particular unit. So they always carry these. They usually have one of them with them. And the thing I learned was that the challenge part of it was that if you're ever challenged by another to produce your coin and you're unable to produce it, then tradition says that you have to buy the person who called for that challenge a drink. And if that's where the challenge comes in. And if once challenged, you do produce your coin and you slam it on the bar, then the challenger has to buy the drink. So at least that's what I've witnessed.
So how did you get these coins?
Well, the coin has also been seen as a symbol of appreciation. And when someone of rank presents you with their coin, it's a traditional show of honor that you've made a difference to the men and women who are under their care. So it's kind of like at that moment, you look each other directly in the eyes, you shake hands, and during that special exchange, they transfer a coin from their hand to yours. And in my case, in each circumstance, I was thanked for helping to serve the families that they serve. And so it's a real honor to be able to receive one as a civilian.
Well, that's very cool. Now, you know, in your bio, you said you received one from George Bush. the what was it? It was called the Commander in Chief coin. Mm-hmm. How did that come about?
Well, it was kind of along the same vein, because I wish that it was one step removed from actually having the opportunity to meet him after one of the engagements that when I was speaking to military families about to be deployed, I was approached by a man who was, as he put it, a special representative of President Bush, and that he had three of his Commander-in-Chief's coins that he was commissioned to present during that year. And he felt that the president would consider the work I was doing to support the military families worthy of the presentation of one of those coins. So, of course, I was immensely thrilled and honored to have been one of those three.
Well, that's very cool. Yeah. Does the coin actually say Commander-in-Chief on it? Or?
It does. Yes, it does.
It does. Yep. Wow.
And it just happens to be bigger than anybody else's coin. You know, there must be just something about it. It's like 3 inches in diameter.
So it really stands out.
Yes, it does.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. So when you find your passion for giving, you usually want to create a reach for that passion. Why is it important, especially now, do you think?
Well, a lot of times I think that most women, at least those who want to make a difference and strive to make a difference, don't want to do it by just sitting on the sidelines. You know, it's very empowering to understand how each individual can make a difference in someone else's lives. And for you to grasp a hold of what that is, because it's kind of like you get things in your mailbox every day asking, you know, for your money from agencies and nonprofits wanting your support. But the thing about you finding your passion and reaching for it is that you get to decide where your heart lies rather than just sending, you know, small amounts of money to a lot of different groups, that you get the opportunity to care about where you send your money and where your support goes. And it lets you be a part of getting everything into the hands of the philanthropic organizations you'd like to be a part of. And I just think now is the time that we need to pull out that power.
I absolutely agree. You know, one of the things I find really interesting is that both Gen X and especially Gen Y are particularly getting involved with a lot of nonprofit causes, and community services is on the forefront of their brains.
Yeah.
You know, why do you think that is? And why do you think it's important?
Well, I think it's amazing to see it, you know, and to watch it kind of evolve. I mean, community service among young people has literally exploded. I mean, between 89 and 2006, the share of teenagers who were volunteering doubled to 26% from 13%. And, you know, that's a big deal to say, I'm going to get involved in this. And the focus or the share of the of incoming college freshmen who say that they plan to volunteer and they want to make sure there are opportunities available for them, that is now at a record high of 32%. And you kind of feel that, like, when you talk to these folks from Gen X who are getting involved in this, they actually have gone a step further. And their focus on social responsibility has even had an impact, as we're seeing, on the products that they buy. Literally a third of this market says that, you know, when they're looking to buy something, that your product must have a social purpose and make a positive impact on the world as they consider whether they're going to purchase from you. And you kind of look at this and you think a lot of the high schools even make volunteering mandatory. I mean, I don't know about you, but nobody told me about that in high school, and I sure wish they would have.
Right.
It's coming out so much more, and I think it's creating a gold mine of caring give back. And even in just a couple of sentences, I think of this one woman, Rachel, who I met her not too long ago. She's in her mid-20s, and she has become an inspiration to me and to many others because she discovered through an educational thing that she was involved in about the horrific exploitation of women and girls and sex trafficking. This is what it appalled her, and she wanted to get involved in helping. And she kind of said that her problem seemed like mere inconveniences when compared to what was happening with these girls. So at 25, she actively began working to become a part of a solution by affiliating with an organization that helped these people called I Emphasize, and has since raised hundreds of thousands of dollars and traveled to 4 locations overseas to see if she can make a help in this happening. And she's like 26 years old. I mean, right. To me, that's phenomenal.
And yeah, we're seeing a lot of that. You know, even in organizations, some of the Gen Y in particular, millennials, as they prefer to be called, really don't want to get involved in an organization without them having some sort of civic responsibility in some way at their organization.
And I just don't remember this being as prevalent as before. It's just turning into a group of people who are really looking outside of themselves so much more than they ever had before.
I absolutely agree. Well, let's go on. I'd like to talk about your passion here. You know, one of the questions I have is, you know, helping military families, like, where did that come from? And then further, more about that is, how did you move from developing this passion of wanting to help military families into this whole Flat Daddy project? How was that born? How did that happen? So step us through that process.
Sure. Well, the passion itself, I think, actually started in kind of a little bit of a different venue with helping at the time. This was like in the late 1990s that I saw business travelers and people who would be apart from their families for other situations, other entities, maybe illnesses. I found myself apart from my family as I supported my sister fighting cancer and being at a transplant house, and met many other people who were challenged with how to stay connected to their families. And so I kind of started working on their behalf. And then when this happened in early 2002, when I was approached by some members from a military base near where I live, saying they'd seen some of the work I did for these other people, would I consider looking to how I could help them create family readiness programs and ideas for families to stay together for the military? And, you know, at that time, I'm a civilian. I didn't really know enough about it. And they said, well, it's your ideas of connection that are the real key. We know about the military. We just don't know about that. So I said I'd love to try to see if I could be of any service at all, and started interviewing families to put their best ways to stay connected into books and articles and blogs. Well, not blogs. We didn't have those back then. Into
right.
ways that people could kind of learn from each other. It's sort of, I felt like I was the conduit, that I'm bringing all of the information from these other families I talked to so that each family can pick what would work for them. And that in turn was the passion, and I just loved it. I just loved working with them. And then Flat Daddy came along at one of the interviews that I had for the book. I guess I was a couple months into interviews, and during one of those I talked with Cindy, and she started telling me about things that she was doing, but how scared she was that her daughter, then 13 months old, wouldn't be able to recognize her dad when he returned from his current 2-year deployment. She was going to be 3 when he came home. So she decided to take a picture of him, enlarge it to life size from the waist up, and let Flat Daddy become a part of their daughter Sarah's everyday life so that she would see him. And she thought maybe if she saw him as a life-size kind of bookmark of his absence every day, that it would embed his image into her mind. And the thing was that we found that it worked. I mean, 2 years later, when her dad came home at the airport, Sarah was the only child in that age group that ran down that jetway and grabbed him around his legs. And no one else was doing it. They were standing back going, I don't know who this stranger is. And we realized at that moment that something had to be done to help other children recognize a returning parent, and then to kind of have fun with them while they were gone. And that's how that was born.
Wow. You know, we have to take a quick break here. And when we return, I want to talk a little bit more about Flat Daddy and how you move this forward in the business sense of the world. So we're going to take a few minutes. We'll be right back with Elaine Dumler and Flat Daddy.
We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post on our wall your thoughts about our shows and network. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at DeanneDeMarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at DeanneDeMarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco with Today's Inspiring Women, and we are speaking to Elaine Dumler, who is the founder of Flat Daddy. So just before break, we understood that how Flat Daddy got started with somebody taking a picture, and that child was the only one that had recognized her father when he came back from a 2-year deployment. So what gave this idea, what gave this Flat Daddy idea its wings and really got this started?
Well, I guess it kind of fell into two small things. The first was when, Cindy made it, we realized it works. And so she made one for me so that I could take it and share it with other families when I would go to speak to them. She actually made one that would bend in half. It folded in half so that it would fit in the overhead bin on the airplane, which I thought was very creative. And I would be able then to share it with hundreds of families at a time when I would speak in front of them. We'd hold it up and we'd tell the stories about it, and then people began to want to know how they can get it in their family and so forth. Mm-hmm. But the second was when a sergeant in Maine made a 225 of them for an entire deployed unit. And that's when it started to get publicity. And as we talk about the business end of things, the publicity was a big part of what allowed us to be able to set the foundation for getting this story out there.
Very interesting. So has this impacted a lot of families? I mean, did it surprise you at how it's grown?
It still surprises me, but yeah, especially at the beginning. I mean, we thought it was a really cute idea, and it was, and we got fun pictures. People would send in pictures that we would post and everything. But when we realized that last April, I was told by the printing company that we partner with that helps create the Flat Daddies that we had surpassed the mark of putting 10,000 into military households, most of them for free to the families, but all of them donated by someone who wanted to get them into a family. That's a huge impact. And yes, it surprises me.
Well, 10,000 families, that's a lot.
Yeah.
So was everybody very supportive of you? with this purpose, or were there any kind of limitations or brick walls that you hit?
You know, it's interesting that you ask that, because everybody tends to think immediately, wow, I've got a great idea of something that's going to help so many people, and you just assume that everybody's going to be on the same bandwagon that you are. And you have, from a business standpoint too, you have to be prepared for the fact that sometimes not everybody is. In this particular case, I think it's because it also had, you know, there were politics and political things that were going on, of course, with wars and conflicts. But I did receive some hate mail, and I got to a point where it was hard for me to believe that people could say the things they were saying, and I almost quit, because I thought, I'm not a bad person. I'm not doing bad things. And I realized there were only a few, and I had to look at the fact that I learned that you don't give up on your dreams just because someone else doesn't share that same vision. And I think if everyone who decides to get involved and runs up against the brick walls, especially from those who don't support what they're doing, you have to understand that you're doing it because of the way you feel, not because of, you know, the way somebody else feels.
You know, I think that's really important. You know, no matter what business you're in, there's going to be people who just don't agree with you.
Yep.
You know, so you just don't give up on your dreams just because someone else doesn't share your same vision. I just think that's a real important statement.
I agree, and it's hard. You really, like, that's one you have to print out and put up somewhere, because there are times when you're not going to remember it. You have to read it and to reinforce it to yourselves when it just, you know, things come up. I also had times when the image of Flat Daddy was used as bait for schemes designed to lure in military families when they were most vulnerable. That was a big challenge when I discovered that happening.
How did you work around that one?
Well, the one thing I decided to do was I went through the entire process of legally trademarking the Flat Daddy words and the way it associates with this particular figure. Not so that I could keep it, because I pretty much, if someone's doing a documentary or they want to talk about Flat Daddy, all they have to do is ask me, and it's just like, yep, no problem. But I now had a leg to stand on to go back to someone and say, you cannot use those words or that image in this advertising scheme or marketing thing that you're trying to do. And so I was able to protect, which I think was important.
Wow, I never would have guessed that.
Me neither, until I saw it.
You know, so if a listener has a passion, a purpose that they really want to dive into, what are some of the steps that you would suggest that they might take?
I started to think about this, and it did come down to some things and questions that you might want to answer for yourself. And I also asked the same question to Rachel, the woman that we talked about earlier, and she gave me three things that were important to what she did. So I'm going to share those with you, too.
Okay.
For me, I think the first thing is you really have to discover what it is exactly that feeds your soul. It should jump out at you, and you write it down and you explore it, and you'll feel it from the inside, because sometimes smaller things will come up, but you've got to find the one that you would do just about anything for. Mm-hmm. And the easiest way to begin understanding more about it is to begin by volunteering for an organization that supports that passion that you have. This lets you discover not only more about what you can do, but more about what they're doing, and it might help direct you a little bit more into where you want to go. Kind of under that, take a look at what specifically sings to you. I'll explain that in a second. You know, it's kind of like what sings to you under the umbrella of that passion. It's kind of like when the part about helping military families, this was the umbrella. This is what I wanted to do. But the area that sung to me was being able to specifically share the ideas with the families at home to help them retain their strength and resilience through this process, because it's a big umbrella to help the families, but this was the piece that came out to me. So people should pull out that piece that is special. And it's kind of what shows itself to you along the way. such as we just talked about, Flat Daddy, that showed itself to me. That don't ignore those things that come up front and kind of sort of slap you in the face and go, here's a piece you never even thought of, and where can you go with that? Because that may take you in directions that you never knew. And then you ask yourself, what can I do to take what has come out to me, what my passion is, and make it more powerful and extend its reach? And this is where you start to sit down with the pencil and paper and get specific about things. Where can I go and what's the reach? And then the last one from me is to find a mentor who can feed your idea and help you with your strategy and what you want to do with it. I think if you work in a vacuum by yourself, you'll tend to give up if you run into these things that are, you know, that get in your way, like these roadblocks. But mentors help keep you going. And that's kind of what Rachel said, too, when she got into this. The three things that she suggested were collaborate with a nonprofit entity, find ways that you can help that organization, and then two, partner with one or two others who are passionate about the same issue. Now, Rachel partnered with her husband, and they put together a team that coordinated the fundraising trips, that coordinated speaking engagements and everything they needed to do, and they gave each other support and encouragement when they started to get overwhelmed with the enormity of the issue. And then when you find it, run after it. Don't try to maybe jump right in and compete and start your own organization when you're brand new. Collaborate and cooperate and offer your unique skill set to others already there to help your uniqueness in that cause. How's that?
Wow, that's a lot. I think one of the things that was interesting that you said was to really find a mentor also to help you with your strategy so you just stay on track and you don't get discouraged, because it is hard working as a solopreneur.
Oh, my gosh. And it's just, I don't know, I think it always surprises you that no matter what you're doing, the number of people that, I don't know whether it makes them feel better to tell you why yours isn't going to work, but they seem to come out of the woodwork to tell you why yours won't work. And you've got to be with someone who's on your side and sings the same song.
Right. Well, you know, we need to take a quick break here. So why don't we take a quick break and we come back. I want to talk just a little bit about the whole nonprofit piece and then what you did to actually put food on the table, and then tell us a couple of the stories in the second half of the program. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Elaine Dummler about Flat Daddy.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iRadioBlog.com.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information, or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
When you make decisions, do you ever find yourself in doubt? Are you trying to figure out what's right with you? Are you ready to truly change your life? listen for the Access Consciousness Radio Show with the founders of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane Heer. Consciousness is all about including everything and judging nothing. Our program will help you break free from your personal limitations and enhance positive change in all areas of your life. Tune in to Access Consciousness Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Stay connected.
Sign up for our newsletter.
Go beyond your favorite Voice America shows. Visit iradioblog.com.
You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at deannedemarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at deannedemarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco with Today's Inspiring Women. We are speaking to Elaine Dummler, founder of Flat Daddy. And Elaine, just before break, we were talking about how you found your passion and purpose and what are those steps that you should take in moving forward with your purpose. And now I'd like to talk more a little bit about the business side of it. Now, are you a nonprofit or what did you do there?
Actually, if for this particular project, no, I am not, and I'll tell you why. If when you're taking a look at whether you can or can't or how to do it, just do your homework. I discovered that being all by myself, the single entrepreneur who was just beginning this path, that the hoops to jump through and the funds needed to qualify for the nonprofit, at least at this time with this project, were pretty much insurmountable to me. And so I was at that point where I thought, well, maybe I just have to give up and I can't do it. But even now, when I receive the donations, I'm okay with the fact that I know I pay income taxes on the amount that I accept, because the actual amount I take in is 100% the amount that I turn around and issue gift codes for. But it worked out better for me to be able to do that. But there are some things you can do to get around it. Not around it, to work within the system if you'd like to. I work with the printing company. I paired with a printing company that actually creates the Flat Daddies, and they in themselves can also take money from people to create this pot that we pull the gift codes out of. So see if there's someone that can help do that. They also donate materials, but they need to charge for press time. So we pay for some of it. That's what the charge is for being able to pay for it, but they do it through their website. Consider finding a fiscal sponsor. This is something else that I did work with. I discovered that you can find another nonprofit who believes in you have to be on the same page with what you're doing, but that they will take full financial responsibility for you and your project. Now, you need to understand that if you do something out of line, intentionally or not, they're the ones who are hung out to dry. So this is a huge trust issue when you're working here, but then it allows them to be, you can do all orders and all donations directly through them, and it kind of feeds into your project. So you can look for a fiscal sponsor. And lastly, consider developing a relationship with a nonprofit whose mission is in alignment with yours and meet up with them. Ask them if you had a company, because twice I've had companies who wanted to make large tax-deductible donations and they had to make it to a 501c3, which I totally understood. Well, this other organization, which is actually called Project Sanctuary, they were willing, they accepted the donation and then were able to turn around and purchase the gift codes as a nonprofit part of what they do, so that then it came back around and we were able to together get the gift codes out. So there are three ways you can do this if you're doing it by yourself.
Well, it sounds like a process.
It is. It is. But again, you look back at the beginning. Is it worth it to you? And get a mentor who can help you go through those hoops and suggest how to do it.
Well, very, very interesting. You know, so one of the questions I have, you have this great passion. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of our listeners have passions out there. So how do you actually put food on the table?
isn't that the big question? Because as you've noticed now, Flat Daddy pretty much took the food off the table.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
But what happened here was that the biggest discovery I made, and this is where if you can find that piece that really will help connect with others, especially if it is a good one for publicity, that's what was a help to me, in order to be able to now work this as the business that I needed to. Flat Daddy just became a little media darling. You know, Flat Mommies, Flat Daddies, that they were snapped up by the media. So now the project and what I did was in front of people all over the world. So now they knew about the books that that Flat Daddy came from and how it started and what we did. So we were able then to provide books to organizations that supported the military, were sponsored. Sponsors would buy books that they wanted to donate to the military. That happens all the time. And then it also, then all of a sudden, I'm asked to come speak to the families, come speak to the sponsoring organizations, tell them about the projects, and then you get paid for doing that. So the book then income and the speaking income came primarily from the publicity that was generated by the charitable project that we did.
Very interesting. So the Flat Daddy became kind of like the hook.
Exactly.
That people were interested in it. So then they said, well, since you're doing this, we can use you to speak accordingly.
Exactly. And I was amazed at how many organizations that said, we want to help too. How can we help? And then they would step up and say, you know, buy some books and go, can you put a thank you note in the book from us before you distribute it? Can you know, anything like that, because they wanted to be a part of it but didn't know how. And my business let them do the how. I gave them the how.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that people would donate money to buy the Flat Daddies, the sponsor, Flat Daddy for somebody, but they would also buy your books so you could distribute them to the families as well.
Exactly, and that's how they would hear about it. And it was usually organizations that do support what the military families are doing anyway, and they just say, we want to make a bigger impact. And it was easy for them to do because I sort of did the legwork. They just, you know, I put their name on it and let the people that I distributed the books to know that this company is who gave it to them.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, so you put the company's name on it.
Sure. This happened with, I don't know if I can say sponsor, so I won't, but there were a couple of organizations that's exactly what they did. They sent me gold stickers that I put on the front of every book that they were sponsoring that said, this is a thank you from such and such company that it wasn't. It was a very pretty gold sticker, so I put it on the front of every book before I distributed it because they paid for the books. So it was a great way to get my message out and let them make a difference too.
Very cool. That's a great idea.
Sure.
So I'm assuming that there probably aren't too many Flat Mommies.
You know, as sad as that may be, you are you're right. Out of all of them that we have done, there actually are only 32 Flat Mommies that were made that I am aware of. And you know, when you think out of 10,000, you're going, really? Now, I don't always hear about them. I'm sure there are more. But I know that besides Flat Mommies, which we have made, we've made Flat Brothers who stood up in weddings so they can be in pictures. We even made some Flat Newborns where a child was born while the person was deployed, and we didn't mount it to anything, but it was that length, and we rolled it up and mailed it to them, and they were able to unroll it. As odd as it sounds, it's very heartwarming, and hold it in their hands and really see what a 21-inch child looks like in their hands to some extent. If they can't be there, it was at least something to keep them there.
You know, very interesting. I'm assuming that most of the women are not mommies. They're probably single in the military. That's what my guess is.
Interestingly,
I mean, I don't know.
No, there are quite a few mommies. Yes, we do have, you know, there are quite a few single women also, but it was very eye-opening to me to meet the number of mommies who were deployed, some of them with in joint deployments where they were deployed at the same time as their spouse was who was in the service.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and that leaves for some interesting, I met a family that was that way. One of the stories, all of a sudden the grandmother needed to become the caregiver in the family. I mean, you talk about the amazing strength of the inspiration of these women who are at home juggling jobs and families, but when they go, someone else has to step in too. We've got generations of amazing women who are a part of this.
Yes, I'm sure we do. So I got a question. With the troops, not as many troops being deployed, I mean, do you still get requests for flat daddies?
Yes, we do. I probably get, a couple of, I would say maybe 10 a week. It may not seem like a lot, but even during, people need to understand that even with the drawdown, when we're in peacetime, there are over 68,000 troops deployed around the world on peacekeeping missions and terror alerts. So families are separated even when we're not in conflict, and they still are separated for a length of time. So, yeah, I probably get now a good 10 a week.
Very interesting. We're going to take a quick break here, but just for right now, so how do people find out about your Flat Daddy program? Is there a website they can go to?
Yes, they should go visit imalreadyhome.com. That's also the name of one of the books, but it's the imalreadyhome.com. And there's a link on the right for Flat Daddy, and you'll see some pictures and things that are there. They're just fun to look at of families with Flat Daddies. And there's also a Flat Daddy fan page on Facebook that people submit pictures and things to.
So that would be www.imalreadyhome.com.
Correct.
All right, cool. Well, we have to take a quick break here. We come back. I want to, if you could, wouldn't mind sharing just a couple of little Flat Daddy stories with us.
Sure.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to Elaine Dummer about Flat Daddy.
The future of online TV is here. View exclusive content from your favorite talk radio hosts and new programs that you can't see anywhere else. Visit voiceamerica.tv today.
One of the biggest challenges facing corporate America today is accountability. Lack of accountability results for more than 50% of all business failure. Lack of responsibility, strategy, and follow-up are just some of the culprits that kill accountability. Deanne DeMarco knows firsthand how to drive accountability in your business or organization. Deanne DeMarco is one of the most sought-after advisors and coaches in corporate America. Companies that use Deanne as their company coach often call her their chief accountability officer. Your company or business will grow with Deanne as your CAO. Call 866-91-COACH or email deanne@deannedemarco.com for more information.
Become a sponsor and position your company to the fastest-growing market segment, the women's business market. Your organization has the opportunity to be positioned front and center to the women's business market by becoming a sponsor of today's Inspiring Women with host Deanne DeMarco. The show is broadcast weekly and features guests who are prominent and successful women business owners and influential executives. Businesses that fail to recognize the power of the woman buyer are leaving money on the table. Increase your market share to the fastest growing market segment by becoming a sponsor for today's Inspiring Women. Call 708-836-0118 for more information or email Deanne directly at info@deannedemarco.com.
It's time to access your magic. Tune in each week to Living in the Magic of Possibilities with your host, Glenice Hughes. Our topics cover finances, personal health, business, relationships, mediumship, and so much more. If you want to access all that is possible in your life, listen to Glenice and her expert guests who've turned the impossible into the possible. Living in the Magic of Possibilities is heard live every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Learn all about sexuality, science, and spirituality, and the connection between all three. Tune in to the Tantric Lounge with one of Australia's foremost sex therapists and expert in love and intimacy, Jacqueline Hillier. Our program is all about the art and science of sex for the thinker and explorer. Get more out of your sex life than you've ever imagined. Come visit the Tantric Lounge every Thursday at 5 p.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's sex like you've never experienced.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. You are tuned into Today's Inspiring Women with Deanne DeMarco. We'd love to hear your questions and comments about our program. Please send an email to Deanne at DeanneDeMarco.com. That's D-E-A-N-N-E at DeanneDeMarco.com. Now, back to Today's Inspiring Women.
Welcome back. This is Deanne DeMarco with Elaine Dummler and Today's Inspiring Women, and we are talking about flat daddies. And Elaine, throughout the show, you've been talking a lot about flat daddies, and one of the questions that just kind of like popped up to my mind right now is, how much is a flat daddy and how do people donate? How does that work?
Sure. Well, a flat daddy is $49.50, which includes shipping to the family and everything, and they order it online. And you, it can be either, if you'd like to donate, you can donate through flatdaddies.com, which is the printer's direct website, and they have a place to do that. And also, you can apply to receive one for free. Or at imalreadyhome.com, you can send me on the contact form. Just let me know who you are, especially if you'd like to request one, and the branch of service that you're in, and I can answer any questions you have about that.
Okay, so what I think I'm hearing you say is people can donate $49.50 to actually sponsor a flat daddy for somebody that's in the military.
You bet.
Or they can actually flat out buy one for $49.50.
Mm-hmm. And they can do both of that at flatdaddies.com. Easiest.
At flatdaddies.com.
Yeah.
And there's a link to that on your website as well?
I believe so. All of a sudden you've got me thinking about that. I believe so. I think it's under the Flat Daddy link that's on the right of the page. If you have any questions at all or have trouble finding it, just get a hold of me. You know, give me a call or fill out the contact form, and I'll call you right back.
And so that Flat Daddies is flat, F-L-A-T, and then D-A-D-D-I-E-S?
That's correct.
FlatDaddies.com. All right, cool. You know, tell us a little bit. Give us a flat daddy story.
You know, I hear a lot of them, and just kind of some of the fun things when you think about, well, what do flat daddies do within a household? And I think some of the most fun ones I've had is that we've had a flat daddy accept a college degree while the soldier was deployed during graduation. He'd worked for 8 years to get this degree, you know, in the evenings, and then he got deployed during graduation, so the family took flat daddy up and received his deployment or received his certificate, which
How funny.
I thought was great. They've been to many birthday parties, lots of amusement parks. I've got a picture of a Marine in full dress strapped to a stroller just tooling along down at Disneyland. A flat daddy took delivery of a brand new tractor for a deployed 3-star general. And he's sitting on the tractor. I've had them dressed in surgical garb. So flat daddy, this was very touching, could be in the hospital room when a 6-year-old was having his tonsils out. And so they put surgical garb on him and leaned him up against the wall so the child, while he was being put under, could just look at his flat daddy, and it totally calmed him down during surgery. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of those kinds of things being involved in pictures and everything like that. That's everyday stuff. But since we're talking about here about the difference that people make in the strength and resiliency and inspiration of women, there are a couple of stories that involve all of these things that I'd like to share, if you don't mind, because they're
sure.
Just cool. The first one is the story of Nikki. Now, through a donation from a carpet cleaner who actually just happened to come into my house to clean the carpet, he donated a flat daddy of her husband, Brian. Now, when someone donates a flat daddy, it just goes into the pot. We don't know who they go to, you know, in the most part. It just goes into the pot for donations. So he just kindly did this. And it happened to go to Nikki, who made it of her husband, Brian, for their toddler son, Connor. And Connor carried it with him all the time. And when Brian returned home for R&R, Connor instantly recognized him, even though the last time he had seen his dad, he was only 11 months old. So that was, you know, it was quite a bit. Well, about 5 months later, I got an email from Nikki, and she was asking if, by any chance, she could request a second flat daddy. You know, and I'm like, well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I figured it just kind of got destroyed or something by being overloved. Well, she shared that a few days after Brian's return to Afghanistan, he was killed in combat. And my heart kind of stopped when I read this. And she said shortly after being notified of his death, she discovered that she was pregnant with a baby that they had conceived while he was home on leave. I mean, he was just sitting here going, can I write a book about this? And she knew that she wanted to have flat daddy in the delivery room because she wanted mommy and daddy to be the very first things that her new child would see when he entered this world. And she just said that flat daddy helped get her through the labor and the delivery. And she, when she delivered Cooper, he is the total image of his dad, she says. She keeps in touch with me. But what she did was, since she now knew the pain of others who had lost loved ones, she founded Bubba's Belly Run, an annual 5K race in honor of her husband that has collected more than $100,000 for war widows to help them cope with the things she's had to cope with. The first year of her run, she donated over $12,000 to purchase gift codes for flat daddies to help more than 220 other families. Talk about inspiration. I mean, she's still, it kind of chokes me up a little bit. But that was, I think that was one of my favorite stories about flat daddies and the families. But you asked about flat mommies before, and very quickly, I told you about the grandmother. I forgot about this, the one story where the grandmother was in charge. She was watching her grandsons, who were 2 and 3 years old, and they had a flat daddy and a flat mommy because both of them were sergeants who were deployed at the same time. And she would write to me and tell me stories of how flat daddy and flat mommy was keeping, you know, how they would have breakfast with them in the mornings and how she had to step in. And I mean, can you imagine your life where you're tooling along here and all of a sudden you have to take care of 2 toddlers for a year and a half? And even if you do love them, it's a different life than you expected, and you have to step up. And she did. She said their favorite thing is when they take the flat daddy and flat mommies to the fair. They go to the state fair, and they call them heroes on a stick. They put them like on a stick. They paste them to a stick, and the kids said that because at the fair everything comes on a stick, so they had to have their flat daddy and flat mommies had to be on sticks, which I thought was funny.
It's funny. You know, I think it's really interesting. You know, we talk about inspiring women on this show, and it sounds like Nikki is definitely one of those. It sounds like that grandmother is definitely one of those.
Yep.
And I think these are women who are inspiring people that we don't know, but they are definitely inspiring to others and the people that they touch. You know, we only have a very short time left. Can you just give me, has there been anything unexpected as far as the effects on special needs kids?
It's interesting you ask that. We found about 2 years into this, we had a psychologist call us, and her neighbor had received a flat daddy, and one of their children was autistic. And she came back to tell me the type of how amazing it was and how it worked in families with autistic children, because evidently it's because it is very static. It doesn't move, it doesn't change, and it allows them to make this connection in a very kind of soft way on their own. And she said every autistic child that she has seen that has had a flat parent like this, she said it's just amazing how it has just helped and been a calming influence on autism. I never would have thought that.
Well, very interesting. You know, I can't believe our time is really up.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you give us again your website?
Sure. It's www.imalreadyhome. And so it's the letter I, the letter M, alreadyhome.com.
Great. And the name of your books again were?
I'm Already Home. The one that's out now is I'm Already Home Again, and that is it's a reprint of the first one, and then The Road Home for coming back from deployment. Still just full of numbered ideas and ways to keep your family close and connected, no matter what kind of separation you have.
So is that the best way for people to get hold of you?
Sure, it really is. I can give you my phone number if you'd like, because if I'm here in the office, I love to talk to people. You know,
sure. Why don't you tell us that?
It is 303-430-0592.
Oh, very good. Well, Elaine, thank you very much for being on today's Inspiring Women.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for allowing me to be.
Well, you have been listening to today's Inspiring Women. I'm your host, Deanne DeMarco, and each week we address relevant topics for women to help spark your career and life growth. And today I'd like to end with a quote, and that quote is from Eleanor Roosevelt, and she says, "No one can make you feel inferior without your consent." Thank you for tuning in today to today's Inspiring Women, and until next time, have a wonderful day.
Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Today's Inspiring Women. Please join host Deanne DeMarco and other entrepreneurial and business leaders next Thursday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Have an outstanding week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.